This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Glacier National Park reported two drownings, a man from India and a man from Nepal, on Saturday, July 6th, in separate areas of Glacier National Park. A 26-year-old man from India was hiking past the gorge on Avalanche Lake Trail when he went into Avalanche Creek around 8:30 a.m. Friends and others saw him go into the creek, go underwater, and resurface briefly before being swept up by the current and into the gorge. Glacier National Park dispatch was alerted at 8:37 a.m. Park campground staff were on the scene almost immediately, followed by law enforcement rangers. A helicopter searched the creek, and more than 10 rangers scoured the area for more than 24 hours, but the man has not yet been found and is presumed dead. Rangers believe the man's body is caught underwater in the gorge. Due to poor visibility and hazardous conditions, ongoing search efforts will be scaled down. Avalanche Creek is at high water levels due to snow melt runoff, and the gorge is extremely dangerous, making conditions impossible for rangers or search and rescue to enter the gorge. On Saturday evening, a 28-year-old man from Nepal was swimming with friends in Lake McDonald near Sprague Creek Campground. Friends told authorities he was an inexperienced swimmer and was about 30 yards out when he started to struggle, went underwater, and never resurfaced. The Flathead County Sheriff's dive team recovered the man's body at about 8:20 p.m. The Nepalese man was living and working in Portland, Oregon, and was on vacation with friends. Park officials have contacted the Nepal and India consulates for assistance in contacting next of kin. The men's names have not yet been publicly released. The Montana Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on Wednesday in the state of Montana's appeal of a district court judge's decision in the Held v. Montana case, setting the stage for a decision that will have broad impacts on environmental law and regulations in Montana. The Montana Supreme Court will consider arguments from both sides and additional briefs from Republican-led states and recreation businesses like Orvis and Patagonia, and will have to decide whether to uphold Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Kathy Seeley's order from last August, finding that the state was violating the constitutional rights of 16 youth plaintiffs to a clean and healthful environment. Judge Seeley's order struck down the so-called limitation to the Montana Environmental Policy Act that prohibits the state from considering greenhouse gas emissions and climate impacts from energy and mining projects. Judge Seeley also enjoined a portion of another bill passed by the Republican supermajority Montana legislature last year that said permits approved by Montana agencies that did not include a greenhouse gas emissions evaluation could not be vacated or voided unless Congress voted to start regulating carbon dioxide as a pollutant under the Federal Clean Air Act. The plaintiff's attorneys will argue that the Supreme Court should uphold Judge Seeley's order in full, which would permanently keep the MEPA limitation out of Montana law, as well as the portion surrounding permit reviews and when permits could be vacated. The plaintiff's attorneys say that Judge Seeley was correct when she found that the state's actions prohibiting emissions and climate impact reviews are in direct violation of the 1972 Constitution's intent to protect the environment in Montana for current and future generations. They say attorneys for the state have purposefully tried to focus the case around the global impacts of climate change when Montana's Constitution directly concerns the state's environment and impacts to it, caused by the state's consistent permitting of high emissions energy projects. Attorneys representing the state, Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, and three state agencies will have 40 minutes to make their case to the justices, while attorneys for the youth plaintiffs will have 30 minutes. The hearings will be held in the Supreme Court chambers in Helena, and they start at 9:30 a.m. KGVM will air the Supreme Court oral arguments live on Wednesday morning. Host Joy LeClaire of Forthright Radio will guide listeners through the case and interview the lead plaintiff attorneys immediately following the Supreme Court action. KGVM will air the held case Supreme Court appeal starting at 9 a.m. Wednesday on KGVM Bozeman, 95.9 FM, and streaming online at kgvm.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.